Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany, and I am here with the funnest episode ever. I can't help it. It's just the season for Christmas music trivia, you guys. I love Christmas music and I've been blasting it, a little bit of a confession, for a couple weeks now, probably even before Halloween, but I can't help it. I love Christmas songs. I want to give an extra special shout out to Olivia, as well as some birthday shout outs to Quinn and Haley. I hope you guys have an amazing, magically holiday birthday season. All right, so Christmas music trivia. Let's see. I'm going to lead you through two rounds. I'll ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one at the end. Tally up your score and crown the winner. Okay, round one, question one. Are you ready? In Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the singer tells children, you better not cry and you better not what? Pout, you better not pout. All right, question number two. What brings Frosty the Snowman to life? It would be Frosty's magical hat. All right, question number three. Which famous character will go down in history? You've definitely heard of him. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Question number four. In the 12 days of Christmas, what did my true love get me on the sixth day? Six geese a-laying. I'm going to be honest. Like, if you're my true love, maybe pass on the geese. I don't know, maybe like a new set of AirPods or a new Xbox, but like geese seem like a really, really involved commitment that I am just not ready for this Christmas season. Okay. Question number five. What is the second line of I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? Just like the ones I used to know. All right, question number six. According to the song, who got ran over by a reindeer? Oh no, it is Grandma. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Question number seven. What was the name of the good king who looked out on the Feast of Stephen? That would be Good King Wenceslas. I remember singing that song when I was in grade school. It's kind of an earworm. Question number eight, complete the lyric. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and who? That would be, and everyone you meet. Okay, question number nine. What is the first Spanish language Christmas song to be a hit in the US? Feliz Navidad. I totally love that song and sing it all season long. Okay, question number 10. Name the song. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. Yeah. That would be Blue Christmas, made famous by the king himself, Elvis. All right, guys, great first round. I'm going to take a real quick break. And when I come back for round two, it gets a little bit harder.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Grown-ups, imagine your upcoming holiday road trip. There's chaos in the backseat, but then you remember you packed WOW. When you press play on a new episode of WOW in the World, something WOW happens. The episodes transport you. Your car is no longer on the road. It's in space, the rainforest, the desert. Hosts Mindy Thomas and Guy Raz share the latest scientific innovations and discoveries with the occasional fart joke. And everyone in the car is listening and learning, even you. When you pack your bags this holiday season, don't forget to pack the WOW and wonder with WOW in the World. WOW in the World inspires curious kids to think and tinker like scientists while sharing scientific research in a fun way that keeps the whole family laughing while they're learning. Looking for a screen break for your kids? Add some WOW to your routine. Play an episode of WOW in the World and watch their eyes fill with wonder. One of the wildest things I learned from WOW in the World is that you can see penguin poop from space. Can you even believe that, you guys? Dive into the latest scientific discoveries, innovations, and stories guaranteed to make everyone say, wow. Listen to brand new episodes of the number one podcast for curious kids and their grownups, WOW in the World, wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free on the Amazon app or Wondery app. All right, we're back for round number two of Christmas music trivia. You guys did really good the first round. Let's see how you go into the second. Question number one, how many laws are after the fa in Deck the Halls? That would be eight laws. Okay, question number two, what does Alvin the Chipmunk want in the Christmas song? He wants a hula hoop. Who doesn't? Those are like really fun. Okay, question number three. What pop singer has been named the Queen of Christmas? And she deserves every inch of royalty, you guys. It is Mariah Carey with her song, All I Want for Christmas. It is not the Christmas season until you hear that song. Question four, what kind of pudding is mentioned in the song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Figgy pudding. I've actually never had figgy pudding, but I'm open to try it. It sounds interesting. Okay. Question number five, complete the lyric. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Write down blank. Write down Santa Claus Lane. That's right. Question number six, what do you hear on every street corner when it's Christmas time in the city? You'd be hearing Silver Bells, of course. Question number 7, according to the popular Christmas song, what is roasting on an open fire? Chestnuts are roasting on an open fire, another Christmas tradition. All right, question 8, name the song. The moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Those would be lyrics from A Wonderful Christmas Time. Okay, question number 8. In the song Mr. Grinch, what is his brain full of? Ooh, it's full of spiders. Oh my gosh. You can't help but love the guy though, right? Okay, final question. According to the song, what large animal do you want for Christmas that is not a crocodile or rhinoceroses? That would be a hippopotamus. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, Mom. I mean, how hard can that be, right? All right, guys, I am dying to hear how you did on this episode of Christmas Music Trivia. Make sure to head to our Facebook or Instagram and let us know, as well as leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you want to hear a shout out on the show or for us to give you some birthday love, make sure you leave your name in your review because that's how we get it. So if you don't leave your name, we can't wish you a happy birthday or say hey. So make sure you're putting your name in there as well. And we love seeing pictures of you guys playing trivia in the car. We love when your parents send those along, and they can do that through Instagram or Facebook too. All right, guys, welcome to a brand new holiday season. We have so many fun holiday shows coming up for you. So make sure you listen to us again next week. Merry Christmas, trivia nerds.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.